You know, it's actually pretty funny. I feel like a lot of people believe my personality may be, you know, putting on a bit extra, or, you know, some would even say possibly overcompensating. And I don't really understand how much I am actually driven by, like, let's say anxiety, right? Which I don't think necessarily is the worst thing per se, right? I think sometimes anxiety is a sign that, you know, it's like an alarm. It's an alarm that you need to get away from the fire or in the smoke, right? And the issue though is that people usually get caught up with anxiety and they focus on the alarm and they don't really actually listen to, you know, they don't actually pay attention to where the danger is actually coming from or why that anxiety is sort of being triggered and where that alarm is coming from in the first place, right? And I can say I've definitely got caught in that hedonic cycle, you know, of like, you know, having something in my life not go the way that I want it to be, or basically wanting something in my life that I don't have right now, having a level of anxiety of that, and then being caught in this sort of hedonic loop, right? And you know what? Honestly, the thing I'm gonna talk about mostly about this is change. You need to, and again, when I speak on this podcast, I'm speaking mostly to myself. I hope people understand this, right? But it's like you need to be the change that you want in life, whatever that is. The other day, I was talking to this guy about like climate change and shit, right? And we're talking about the difficulties of being able to establish, you know, like a global fucking policy for like, you know, unified climate change based on like, you know, let's say limiting economic growth and development by making energy more expensive in the third world, right? And you know, the conclusion we came to, which is great because I actually talked to a guy and we had different points and we were actually able to come to a conclusion, not fucking hate each other. But the conclusion we came to is that you need to be the change that you want to be. You know what I'm trying to say? Like if you want to see a lower carbon footprint, well, you got to start doing that by yourself. You got to live the life that you think is the most beneficial. You got to live the life that you think is actually going to cut back the most anxiety from you, right? So whether that be cutting back on your carbon footprint, whether that be being more kind and thoughtful person, you really gotta be the change you wanna see. It really does have to start with you. And for me, I'm taking the initiative. These next, like this month, man, honestly, these next 30, 31 days, whatever, I'm getting ahead of everything, you know, because I'll tell you this, right? Because in life, listen, everything is parabolic. You know what I'm trying to say? Everything's parabolic, but what I will say is you can control the things you can control. You know what I'm trying? Okay, so you can do that by trying to stay ahead of as many things as you can. One of my greatest weaknesses is that I'm too much of a thinker. That's been one of my lifelong weaknesses, right? I've always been a great idea guy, but I was terrible at execution. And honestly, a lot of it's due to the fact that I didn't actually go about the process of executing the idea that I had. I would let it stay in the thinking stage. And to be honest, I'm done with that. And if I think about something right now, it's getting executed. That's the goal of this month. I need to execute everything as fast as possible and not let it marinate in my head too much. I need to be a doer, not a thinker. And for me, that's what's gonna help me deal with my fucking anxiety more than anything else, right? And that's just what it is, you know? Like in life, you gotta be proactive. The older I get now, I'm realizing even depression in itself sometimes is not even like a matter of like, I don't know how to explain it. You know, I mean, depression's one of the worst things in the world because like, it limits you in so many ways from operating on an like administrative functioning level, right? So, and I'm getting to the point now, and I don't want to say it like this, but honestly, I feel like you just can't be depressed. I feel like it's the same thing with anxiety. You sort of just have to acknowledge the fact that, you know, this is an alarm. It's triggering something in my life that I need to change. And, you know, honestly, like for me, I know what that is. And sometimes you just need to have like an extremely introspective like moment or period of time to really map out like your fucking feelings. And I know that sounds so stupid, but you need to do the more for yourself than anybody else. Those conversations that some people have where they're venting to other people, you know what I mean? Those are the conversations they need to be having with themselves, or maybe those are the conversations that they need to be having with the people that they're talking about, right? And in some contexts, that's not going to happen. But at the end of the day, this is what I'm trying to say, man. Like, for me, this month, April, execution. This is the month of execution. This is the month of getting ahead of things. This is the month of being grateful for the things that I've been provided to in my life. And I will say one thing, you know what I mean? Like, I have been so blessed. I am highly favored and very fortunate. The people I have met over, you know, honestly, I'll even say this. The people I've met through my whole life, the good, the bad, the ugly, the love, the hate. Honestly, I'm very grateful for every single person that I've met. You know, it's made me the person that I am today. And I do have to say that. Not every experience has been positive, and same with me to the other people as well too. But I need to be aware of my fallacies. I need to be aware of, like, you know, the areas of my life in which I can control in improving and make better for myself, you know. And that's really where step one starts. That's truly where day one starts. It's really with yourself. And I understand this is very cliche, but again, I am speaking this to myself, right? And, you know, if somebody takes value in this, then that's absolutely awesome. That's absolutely awesome. But at the end of the day, man, you know, we got to execute. You can't let things marinate in your mind, and you really have to try to get things done. The other important thing, right, I've realized too, is visualization and intent, right? So, like, I think going back and being introspective and visualizing what you want in life is what's going to be able to directly relate to your outcomes, right? And that's also been something that's sort of, like, been not the most clear in my life, just sort of going through moving phases, right? That's not how you live life effectively. You need to actually tacitly visualize exactly what you want in life. The same way in, like, bodybuilding or, like, let's say physical fitness, you need to understand the body that you want and then basically do the things that you need to do to get there. So, for example, if you want to be bigger and faster, you have to do periodization. You have to get bigger first, then you have to get faster. And it's the same thing with different aspects of life. You know what I mean? If you want to have positive relationships in your life, you need to be a positive person first and then attract those positive relationships, right? Essentially, figure out figure out the framework of how to get there, and then essentially task out those steps, right? And again, these are things that I'm telling to myself, but this month is a month of execution. I do not buy into the victim mentality. I do not buy into basically, you know, fucking feeling bad about yourself. And, you know, at the end of the day, it doesn't matter. The only thing that matters in life is execution.